Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's all brought to you by Awards and More at 752. Aggie Football Media Day was yesterday. Question number one and the three follow-ups all surrounded who the starting signal caller would be.
Kyle Allen, same person who started last Saturday.
And is he the starter moving forward?
For this week, yeah. Then it's moving forward, right, Saturday?
That'll be for the rest of the season.
It's like any other position on this team. You know how that works. I don't know why he wouldn't start since he was named the starter 2 weeks ago.
Even with Kenny Hill coming off a two-game suspension, the Aggs go with the true freshman against Missouri. Coach Sumlin was then asked about the team playing better with their back against the wall.
Our backs were certainly against the wall last week. They were against the wall the weeks before that. We didn't play very well. So I don't know that that's the case. I think that, I think there's a lot of things that happened over the course of the last month that had a lot to do with Saturday. And you don't win a game like that on the road in that environment on emotion alone. So, there's a lot of things that took place besides us feeling like we just had our back against the wall to play the way we played last week.
Aggs host Missouri this Saturday at 6:30. The pregame starts at 5:30. That means the Fan Zone broadcast exclusive to WTAW starts at 2:30. A programming note, A&M Consolidated Tigers Division I playoff game against Temple at Bobcat Stadium in San Marcos will be aired on Peace 107 Friday night. That's due to the broadcast of Aggie men's basketball against Northwestern State live from Reed Arena here on 1620. Tickets for the bi-district football games for both College Station and Consol will go on sale tomorrow starting at 7:30 a.m. and run through 1 both Thursday and Friday at the respective box offices. College Station, by the way, will play in the Class 5A Division II bracket at Hutto at 7:30. Aggie Soccer will host Houston Baptist and the Huskies in the NCAA Division I Championship first-round match at Ellis on Friday. This is the first time in school history A&M has been a number one seed. Coach G. Guerrieri said with the proximity to Houston, the 12th man is more important than ever this week.
Knowing that Houston Baptist is going to bring a lot of people up, all of their students and fans, is something that I think will help the environment out. But, man, we really need the 12th man to show up and be here in force for the SEC champs.
Students could get in free with an ID. First kick slated for 7 o'clock this Friday with the Aggies and Huskies. The number 5 Texas A&M women's basketball team defeated Oklahoma City 74-51 in exhibition action at Reed to start the season. The ladies now head to the Maggie Dixon Classic in Chicago to face number 18 DePaul on Friday at 6:30. Here's head coach Gary Blair on the team.
The depth is good. The execution. Who can score the tough basket against good defense? But can we score against top 20 teams, the Texas, DePaul, the Dukes, the Washingtons? That's where we'll find out how deep we are in production, not just running people out there that can't produce.
You can catch the classic on the Zone HD 95.1-3. The Aggies return to Reed Arena on November 19th to host former Southwest Conference foe Rice. They'll tip it off there at 7. We'll learn more on the Hoopsters at the Aggie Media Day / National Signing Day press conference at 1:30 today, and Zach Taylor will have more on that this afternoon. TCU still has Baylor beat in the college football playoff rankings, even though the Bears got the better of the Horned Frogs on the field. Here are the top 4. Number 1, Mississippi State, followed by 2, Oregon, 3, Florida State, and number 4, TCU. In the NBA, the Mavericks rallied from 24 points down to beat Sacramento 106-98 last night. In the win, Dirk Nowitzki scored 23 points to become the highest scoring NBA player outside the U.S., breaking Hakeem Olajuwon's record.
Really, really humbled to keep climbing the ladder, blessed to stay healthy and then still play at a high semi-high level, I guess.
Down with the Spurs, Tony Parker dropped in 28, and the Spurs followed Monday's comeback win over the Clippers by downing Golden State 113-100. In the NHL, the Stars almost ran out of time.
He'll lean on it, chip it out, and then go after it. Garbutt shorthanded. Garbutt, he scores!
Garbutt shorty in the breakaway at 116 to give the Stars a 4-3 win over the Coyotes. Tyler Seguin added 2 goals for the Stars, who snapped a 7-game losing streak. Kari Lehtinen made 33 saves. And finally, the Dallas Cowboys have activated defensive tackle Josh Brent nearly 2 years after a drunk driving crash that led to his conviction for intoxication manslaughter. Here's head Dallas Cowboys coach Jason Garrett.
Well, the plan is to activate him and have him be part of the 53 and just kind of leave it at that right now. He's had a couple good weeks of practice. He's too heavy right now. He's trying to get his weight down. And he's done a good job making some gradual progress on that.
Brent was added to the roster yesterday. Teammate Jerry Brown was killed December the 12th in a wreck in Irving, Texas. And that's your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.